It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Markets?
Well, on Friday,
yes.
You were talking about a story about a dog who got a face full of porcupine quills.
Right in his snout.
Right in his snout.
Six and a half hour surgery to remove
them. Yeah. And then somebody texted in afterwards and said that they had hit a porcupine and it popped
tire,
right?
They ran over the porcupine, yeah.
And so I realized that I have a lot of questions about porcupines. I don't really know much about porcupines, apparently, because I did not know that they could give you a flat tire, but I suppose it does make sense.
Pretty intense.
So that's what we're talking about today on the Wiki Corner.
Porcupines.
I really did have a lot of questions. Really unfamiliar with the porcupine.
All right.
So,
you know they're spiky, but what else?
So there are two families of porcupines. There's the Old World porcupines, which live in Southern Europe, Asia, in Africa.
They speak with an accent.
They do. Then there's the New World porcupines, which are indigenous to North and South America. So that's what we have here, is the New World porcupines.
I see.
There are 23 species of porcupine worldwide.
No.
They are the second largest rodents in North America.
Oh, they're rodents?
Yes, after the North American beaver. And they're the third largest rodent in the world.
Hmm.
They weigh around 20 pounds and are 2 to 3 feet in length.
Wow.
So they're pretty big.
That's pretty big.
Good size.
I don't know how big I thought they were, but I figure something
a little smaller than that, right?
I mean, bigger than a mouse.
Yeah.
But.
So their most distinguishing feature, obviously, is their coat of quills.
Yeah.
An adult porcupine has about 30,000 quills that cover all of its body except its underbelly, face, and feet.
Mm.
Quills are modified hairs formed into sharp, barbed, hollow spines. They're used primarily for defense, but also serve to insulate their bodies during the wintertime.
Oh, okay.
Despite popular myth, the porcupine does not throw its quills, so they don't just, like, explode their quills into the air.
Another thing I kind of thought they did. I don't know why. Because it does sound kind of silly now that we're talking about it.
I don't know, like in cartoons or something? Like, I don't know. Is that what they show? I don't know.
So
what they do instead when they're attacked is they'll turn its rear towards the predator and then swing its tail at the predator's face.
Oh.
And then the quills from their tail are what?
Oh, get jammed.
Yeah.
And they come right off the porcupine.
Right off, yeah.
But that doesn't hurt the porcupine.
It does not, no.
Well, that's nice for the porcupine.
It is, yeah. When a quill comes in contact with the attacker, it can easily penetrate and become embedded in its skin. Each quill contains microscopic barbs, which allow it to stick into the flesh of the predator, making them difficult and painful to remove, which is why that dog had to have a 6-hour surgery.
You can't just pull them out.
Porcupines also have a strong odor to warn away predators, which it can increase when agitated. The smell has been described as similar to strong human body odor, goats, or some cheeses. Yeah. And their predators in the wild include fishers, cougars, black bears, coyotes, and wolves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the quills also have a coating which gives them antibiotic properties that help protect the porcupines from injuries.
Oh, it's all about the porcupine.
This helps prevent infection when a porcupine falls out of a tree and is stuck with its own quills upon hitting the ground.
Do porcupines fall out of trees a lot?
They do.
Do they climb trees? Did not know this either.
Porcupines fall out of trees fairly often because they are highly tempted by the succulent buds and tender twigs at the end of the branches. Like, could you imagine if you were, like, I don't know, on a hike somewhere, right?
Jeez.
And all of a sudden a porcupine just falls out of a tree?
Right, and gets you in the head and the neck and the shoulders with the quills.
How crazy would
that be? That would be wild.
Yeah.
And the porcupine would be okay. He just roll away. And you'd be, like, jabbed with all these things in the middle of the woods.
Right.
Oh, that's awful.
Like that. Porcupines are nearsighted and slow-moving.
That's why they wear glasses.
They're mainly active at night, as they are nocturnal. That's why we don't really... That's why I never knew they were even around here,
honestly, because
they're nocturnal.
At nightfall. Yeah.
On summer days, they often rest in trees. They do not hibernate, but sleep in and stay close to their dens in the winter. Porcupines are herbivores and solely eat plants. During the summer, North American porcupines eat twigs, roots, stems, berries, leaves, and other vegetation. In the winter, they mainly eat conifer needles and tree bark.
Mm.
The strength of the porcupine's defense has given it the ability to live a solitary life, unlike many herbivores, which must move in flocks or herds.
Mm.
And a group of porcupines, which you don't see very often because they are pretty solitary, but if you see a group of porcupines, that's called a prickle.
A prickle.
A prickle.
And steer clear. That was a prickle that got that dog.
Yes. A baby porcupine is called a porcupet.
A porcupet.
A porcupet.
Oh, that's cute.
And when they're born, a porcupet's quills are soft. Their soft hair. Then they harden within a few days, forming the sharp quills of adults. Female porcupines provide all the parental care. For the first 2 weeks, the early young rely on their mother for sustenance. And then after that, they learn to climb trees and start to forage. So after just a few weeks.
And soon fall out of trees.
That's right. Porcupines have a relatively high longevity, and they hold the record for being the longest lived living rodent. With one individual named Cooper that lived over 32 years.
Cooper,
the porcupine. Yeah.
Into his 30s. Okay.
Their quills are used by indigenous peoples to decorate baskets and clothing. Porcupines are also edible, apparently, and were an important source of food, especially in the winter, to the native peoples of Canada. Porcupines are infamous among backpackers for their love of salt, especially eating road salt-covered boots that are left outside tents overnight.
They'll eat the boot?
I guess so. Or they'll try to, anyway.
Little monsters.
They have a similar reputation among forestry workers of all types for trying to eat sweat-soaked gloves and the wooden handles on tools.
What an odd, odd thing.
Yeah, right?
The wooden handles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So much about porcupines. You picked out a record to go along with porcupines, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I found a song. It's one of Neil Diamond's Stranger songs, but I will warn you that it is an earworm because it's been stuck in our heads like all day.
It has. It's a bit of a hidden hit.
It's called Porcupine Pie.
Porcupine Pie.
Porcupine Pie.
You'll be singing this all night long and you will curse Sarah out. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's Neil Diamond's Porcupine Pie. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that very unusual record?
Well, because it's very catchy, first of all, but also because we were talking about porcupines.
We were.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's week. Gordy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right.
Oh, hang on a second.
Oh.
Go.
Okay. Porcupines are the second largest rodent in North America.
Adult porcupines have around 30,000 quills.
And contrary to popular belief, porcupines do not throw their quills.
They don't.
They just smack them in the face with their tail.
And sometimes they just drop out of the sky, out of trees.
They just fall out of trees, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They must have landed on somebody. Not a lot of people. The
right,
odds are...
because they are nocturnal, so like, you know.
You could be, you know, you could be camping.
Right.
Laying out under the stars in your sleeping bag.
Right.
Suddenly porcupine right on your forehead. Ouch.
That would be jarring.
It would be. Folks want to learn more about porcupines. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all there. Plus, we do this Facebook Live every day at 4:10. You can watch. You can see cute pictures of porcupines.
You can. They are,
pretty cute. They are pretty cute.
I wouldn't want to encounter one, but they are pretty cute.
Not at all. Plus, we archive these wiki corners up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner, and you'll find the entire archive up there. Brought to you by Nibblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Like and subscribe when you're there. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Please. Can't wait. Thank you. Little River Band on the way. We'll check traffic, weather next on Legends 102.7.